The apologies for absence, please come.
We have apologies from Councillor Alison, Parish Council, Councillor Alison Trenery, and Graham Goodall, the independent person.
And before we go any further, I'd like to welcome the two new members on the committee, Councillor Ray Faulkner, who's replacing Mike Metcalf, Councillor Richard Grosvenor, who's replacing Councillor Florence Jeeves. Does anybody have any declarations of interest? We need to appoint a new vice chair.
Could you put your microphone on?
Yeah,
you can still use it, yeah.
We need to appoint a new vice-chair
come here on,
On the departure of Councillor Metcalf. Does anybody want to do that role? I haven't had any nominations, but would anyone like to do it?
Could I nominate Councillor Fletcher?
Certainly.
He's been on Standards Committee for a long time, knows the ropes, and I trust Councillor Fletcher as chair.
Me too. I would second that if Councillor Fletcher is
happy.
Excellent.
I probably won't have to do it because you've been here all the time.
Oh, you never know. Okay, then. So we'll go to the vote then. All those in favour of Councillor Fletcher being vice chair. Anybody against? So that vote is carried. The minutes of the meeting held on the 7th of April, which we conducted via Zoom, I've read the minutes and I propose that they are correct. Would anyone second that, please? Councillor Fletcher, thank you. And so you and I that were, and Councillor Sylvester, should we vote on that as a
yes, please.
My vote is correct. Thank you. Abstention?
Yep.
Thank you. That's correct. And does anybody have any urgent business?
No.
In that case, then, I will hand over to the Monitoring Officer for the update report.
Thank you very much, Chair. My update is going to fall under two headings. So, first of all, I'm going to update members on the 9 decision notices that I've issued since the meeting in March. And then, secondly, you'll have seen that you've been invited to a council meeting on the 27th of September, and I just wanted to let you, as Standards Committee members, know the purpose of that meeting. So, dealing first with the 9 decision notices, I had 4 complaints arising from words said during the council meeting on the 22nd of February. The first of those was from Councillor Grosvenor against Councillor Faulkner. I found that there was no breach in that instance. The second was from Councillor Grosvenor against Councillor Allen. And in addition to the matters arising from the 22nd of February meeting, Councillor Grosvenor also complained about comments that Councillor Allen had made in a Zoom interview on the 25th of February. I found that there was no breach in respect of any of the matters stated on the 22nd of February, and that the exaggerated comments that were made during the course of the interview were capable of being addressed by a clarification being issued to the interviewer by Councillor Allen. The third complaint was from Councillor Grosvenor against Councillor Wildman. Again, this was a matter arising from the 22nd of February council meeting, and I found that there was no breach on that instance. The fourth complaint was from Councillor Florence Jukes against Councillor Wildman. Again, that related to matters occurring during the course of the council meeting on the 22nd of February, and I adjudicated that there was no breach. The fifth was a complaint from Councillor Grosvenor against Councillor Wildman regarding Councillor Wildman's personal Facebook account. That fell outside official capacity and was therefore out of the scope of my duties as monitoring officer, and I was not able to accept that under the Standards Committee complaints procedure. The fifth complaint is in respect of Horning Low and Eaton Parish Council. This was a complaint by the Chair of Parish Council against Parish Councillor Sharon Fox That has been referred for investigation, and the investigator's report is due shortly. The sixth complaint was by husband and wife, members of the public, against two parish councillors who are members of Barton and Needworth Parish Council, and in both of those respects I found that there was no breach. The seventh complaint was by Councillor Wildman against Councillor Florence Jukes, and that is in respect of matters, statements made during the course of the annual council meeting at the end of April. I have referred that for investigation and am awaiting the investigator's report. The eighth was a complaint by Councillor Grosvenor against Councillor Fletcher, and this was in respect of remarks made at the Staffordshire County Council election count on the 8th of May. Councillor Fletcher was not acting in his official capacity on that occasion, and I found that was therefore outside scope. I've previously advised the committee of three decisions concerning Mayfield Parish councillors, and that investigation is ongoing. Again, I'm expecting that investigation report shortly. There was an investigation into Councillor Allen's complaint against Councillor Grosvenor. The investigator found that there was no breach in that instance. And then secondly, just to tell members why the council meeting has been convened on the 27th of September. The purpose of that meeting is to appoint a new interim monitoring officer. And the interim monitoring officer who's going to be in place for 3 or 4 months while a replacement is found is going to be Chris Everley, who is, as you know, the former deputy monitoring officer who moved on to Staffordshire County Council to take up a role there as Democratic Services Manager. And he has kindly agreed to take on the role of monitoring officer alongside his County Council duties. In addition, there is an interim council solicitor who will be taking up her post next Tuesday and will be in post until certainly the middle of January, possibly a little longer while a replacement is recruited. And she's going to be Chris's deputy monitoring officer, so we'll be giving him all of the support and guidance that he will require. And that concludes my report, Chair.
Thank you very much. Does anyone have any further business or any comments, any questions?
Thanks. Any questions on the report we've just received, if I may. First of all, with regards to Councillor Allen's clarification to the interview, was that clarification ever given? Secondly, with regards to Chris Everley, that decision has got to come to full council, so without preempting whether Chris is going to be appointed as the interim monitor officer or not, you mentioned that there would be an interim solicitor. Could you confirm who that person is going to be anyway? Because that person will need to be appointed regardless whether Chris Everley is going to be.
That is not an appointment for council, so she has already been appointed. That's not for members. It's a matter for the chief executive, and he has appointed her already. Her name is Caroline Elwood, and she will be starting on Tuesday.
As I said, that person will be appointed regardless of whether Chris Everley is.
Exactly, she has been appointed.
Which is the point I'm making. Caroline Elwood, thanks very much. And a more general point with regards to the report we've received. Well, actually, I've got a second question before I go to my general point. There was a meeting scheduled for June, and that meeting was cancelled with this committee. I'd like to understand who and why that meeting was cancelled as well. But getting on to my more specific point with regards to the report we've just received, there's a number of complaints there at my name featured large, clearly they did. But those complaints that I've said have submitted and others have submitted that I think we felt completely justified using some treatment by councillors. My comment is, I think there's a role for this committee to make into place in regards to standards complaints. This committee just sits and receives complaints when they're gone through an investigation. Before it gets to an investigation, there's a police officer a role that takes place in the council with somebody saying whether or not the complaint should go to investigation. And I think there's a role for this committee to take. When complaints, for example, of taxi drivers are submitted, they go to the licensing committee to review whether the complaint should be investigated or not, and the complaint should proceed. And I think there's a proactive role for this committee to take in regards to councillor conduct. The committee should, I think, be proactive in looking for issues that take place. For example, are members' interests up to date and declared? I don't think they are for a number of members. I'm not talking about the town deal board here. I know people will probably think I've got my bean about it with that, but I think number of members' declarations aren't up to date. is there a role for this committee in carrying out training or recommending training in advance for members so that they don't breach code of conduct or don't look like they breach code of conduct? And is there a role for this committee to take in receiving complaints and reviewing the complaints before it gets to an investigation rather than leaving it to one person? And I'm not saying one person, or that person obviously without an independent person anyway, but I think there's a role for a number of people to be involved in that decision making, and also from that to learn some lessons that they then can play back to councillors. This committee is reactive and this committee needs proactive is the point that I'm making. I think there's a role for this committee to take on that view.
I'm just wondering what Councillor Grover wants us to do. He's not made any recommendations.
Well, just to answer Councillor Fletcher, I want to reiterate what I said. This council has wasted a significant number of officer hours and also money in carrying out investigations that have gone nowhere. And also in conducting external legal advice, which has gone nowhere. And I think that there is a role for this committee to take in reviewing complaints that are received before they get to the stage whereby somebody determines whether they should go to investigation or not. I also think there's a role for this committee to take in recommending or reviewing training for members on member code of conduct. I also think there's a role for this committee to take in looking at various aspects of our code of conduct that is in place, and also the member, for example, declarations of interest, which I'll refer to again, because I don't believe that a number of declarations are up to date for members. And I think this committee should look at itself and look at its terms of reference to be more proactive in the way in which it handles code of conduct and code of conduct complaints, so we don't get to the stage where we're getting 9 complaints going back to us and 3 of them have gone to investigation or will go to investigation and the rest won't go to investigation. It's a large number of complaints to deal with. And the ones that have gone to investigation so far that have reported back have gone nowhere. And it's a large number of pounds, if you like, that taxpayers are paying for that privilege and for complaints that go nowhere. And I think there's a proactive role that this committee can take. Whether or not we go away and look at that and determine ourselves what we can do, what we should do better as a committee, rather than just sitting here reactively, wait for a monitoring officer to come and say, I've received 8 complaints, 6 have gone nowhere, 3 have gone to investigation, and then the investigation comes to us and we review the investigation and say yes or no. I think there's a role for this committee to take as the policeman to a number of complaints, and also to be proactive to say to members, look, you know, we've received this complaint, they can look at this update, the update will go to full council, and as a committee that's it for us. And I think as a committee we should be recommending to members, look, standards have gone down on this, this and this, you need to be doing this, this and this, and we need to have some training in place. Because there's no action taken before on the reports we've just heard tonight, because they're talking about it. Does that answer your question?
I'm not sure whether it does or not, but I find it strange that you talk about the time that's been wasted by officers with the complaints, frivolous complaints, when there are certain people who make loads and loads of what I think are frivolous complaints. So I'm not sure whether you've answered the question. I'm wanting you to actually make a proposal like we should change the constitution to cover this or.
Well, okay, if my proposal is a proposal, I've just made that the last couple of minutes. I think a working subgroup for this committee should take forward, maybe elected councillors and elected non-work councillors that are elected to other authorities should go forward, review the terms of reference this committee, and identify whether changes should be made to that terms of reference, and recommendations can be made to full council to alter the constitution, to make some changes to the terms of reference this council, to this committee, to make sure it's more proactive in the way it deals with complaints. That's a recommendation.
Is that seconded?
Yes, that's what I was going to ask. All tax support this year.
I'd like to make a comment if I may.
Yes, sir. I think first of all, Joe, you need to ask whether anyone wants to second that. Does anyone want to second that proposal?
Sorry, what was that?
Does anyone want to second Councillor Graham's proposal?
Not particularly, but I'd like to make a comment before.
Okay.
the
yes,
being new on to Standards Committee and having appeared in front of the Standards Committee a few years ago, there are certain things that I have concerns about in relation to the Standards Committee and how it operates, but none of those are being referred to by Councillor Grover. I think when I look at the Constitution, what he is proposing is not covered in the Constitution, and in the terms of reference, as he actually says. And I think it may be something that a new monitoring officer could actually look at, the questions that Councillor Grover has posed in terms of being proactive, looking at members' interests. I don't think that's a role for the Standards Committee at all. Training recommendations, once again, I'm not quite sure that's a role for Standards Committee, but maybe it is. And reviewing complaints, and that makes me, or leads me to believe, that we are then, if we are reviewing complaints before they come to the Standards Committee, we are in danger of double trying something and the double jeopardy rule, and I would have grave concerns about something like that. There was a recommendation in the Constitution that we had an update in the last council meeting, and I was all in favour of that. I'm not quite sure whether Councillor Grover's suggestions actually are contrary to that or go alongside that. But it's well worth just having a look at the suggestions that Councillor Grover is saying and not just dismiss them out of hand.
Thank you. Then I think the danger for us taking complaints first is we're not experts in that field. We're not experts in taking the complaint first, which we call it the policing aspect. So that's, I don't think that would work.
We're expert enough to deal with it once the investigator presents a report.
Well, then you've got a full report provided by an expert, so you've got a very well information to make an informed decision. I think about becoming more proactive on some things, maybe we could, and that's quite a good suggestion, but I don't think we should be the initial releases of complaints.
I've made a recommendation, nobody seconded it. Just to deal with one of the points that Councillor Faulkner made with regard to double jeopardy. There is, of course, one person on this committee that does review a complaint twice, and that's the independent person. He reviews it when there's a discussion takes place about whether we should go to investigation. He goes to investigation, and then he reviews it again when it comes to this committee. So I don't get why that independent person, who's not an expert, he's not given a role because he's an expert in standards issues, he's given a role as an independent person, should be allowed to do double jeopardy, or to judge a complaint before it comes to this committee, but elected members shouldn't. And that doesn't sit right with me, as one aspect doesn't sit right with me. I also think that when you have one person and an independent person who may be, and I know there's a governance or procedure for the independent person to be changed regularly, and I think Graham's been in place for 10 years now, so that does need looking at. But I think when you get one person like that that's been in place for a while, and one person reviewing the complaints, and I'm not saying this has happened here, but you run the risk of an element of bias creeping into it that perhaps there wouldn't be if it came to a committee to begin with.
I think Mr. Goodall does an excellent job, and yeah. I don't think it needs looking at all. He's very experienced, right, and he's doing the job well.
I think there's certainly a code of conduct or a recommendation in place that independent people do not serve for X amount of time on a committee, and certainly Mr. Goodall's been in place for a number of years. And I do think he needs refreshing, because I'm going to say this for anybody. It's not Mr. Goodall. I think it needs refreshing because I think somebody like that could run the risk of becoming ingrained in the culture of an organisation. I think from time to time you need refreshing, so you need somebody with fresh eyes to look at it, and not somebody that's dealing with it because they understand the culture or understand the organisation or understand the people involved and the main effect relationship with the people involved. And I just think it needs looking at, you know, more often and more frequently than that, and certainly the best practices that's changed regularly. But that's a separate point. My comment is, I do think in terms of reference, and Kenneth Paul can make the point that the Constitution doesn't say it's a like the other. Well, the Constitution can effectively say, as long as we're legal, the Constitution for the right committee operates can effectively say what is determined by full council. And if this committee makes a recommendation to full council that will the Constitution say X, Y, and Z, and that in terms of reference to the committee, and hopefully that finds favour with councillors, then that'll be recommended to change the Constitution. So I don't quite take the point that it doesn't say that. I agree with you, it doesn't say that. But I think perhaps we should make some recommendations that the terms of reference this committee are looked at. And I do think the subgroup should take, this committee should take place. Whether we wait for a new monitoring officer to be appointed, whoever that new monitoring officer is, and ask for that to take place. I've certainly made a number of recommendations. The Constitution has changed in a number of areas for the council, and I've made some very specific recommendations for Constitution changes. And I would add this to it, and I would hope that a new monitoring officer would take it on board and would look at some of the recommendations and form a group to say, well, let's look at this, 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 and try and make some changes. What I'm trying to say is, we've had a large number of complaints. I know Councillor Fletcher has said, like, I was furious. I think a lot of them have resulted from, trying to be diplomatic, a bad atmosphere in the council for a number of people, and I think a lot of them have been exacerbated a little bit. I understand that. But I would say that I do think as a proactive role for this committee, and I still do, and Councillor Faulkner very kindly said, I don't think Councillor Gerber's comment should be dismissed out of hand. I wish you'd second my motion. And I do think there's a role for this committee to take a more proactive role in some of that and to start saying to councillors, you need to be doing this, this, and this. And as a council, we need to look at that, and that. Because otherwise, we're just going to get kicking in place in this committee, and that needs to stop.
Councillor Fletcher.
Can I come back?
Yeah, I'm not dismissing Councillor Grove, despite what he thinks. I'm not dismissing the things he said out of hand. But if anybody wants to bring forward any ideas, any suggestions as to where the Standards Committee, the rules of conduct, the rules of whatever about the Standards Committee are failing, I will happily sit here and discuss them and see how we can correct them. But nothing he said tonight, and most of the things he said tonight, he said about four or five times. And I still don't understand what the exact problem is that he's trying to sort out.
I think my issue is that it's come out of the blue. This is something that I'd never even contemplated what Councillor Grove is suggesting. And there are always two ways of approaching, well, more than two ways of approaching an argument and a subject and a topic. And I would like to see in writing what Councillor Grosvenor is suggesting, and then for someone who's qualified to actually look at what he's suggesting and make a recommendation as to whether it's worthwhile following what he's suggesting or not and how we should proceed with it, rather than second the motion tonight, but just carefully look at it and get someone who's capable and who's qualified to actually give some recommendations and some thought to it, who's used to this kind of committee and the protocols and the process that we undergo. I'm not, and I would welcome that advice before I make any decision whether I want to second that or not.
Yeah, in which case, then, to bring this to a close, I'll wait for them, whoever this person is, new monitoring officer to be appointed, and I'll sit down and make an appointment with that person to sit down and discuss it, and I'll do that. So they all know we're going to do that, so that you don't know the next Standards Committee meeting. By the way, that's already happened. I'll inform you in advance that that will take place. But I would like to understand why the June 8th meeting was cancelled, you know. I don't think any member of the council can be precluded from contacting any council officer or requesting a meeting. And I'm just suggesting to this committee that, and as Councillor Faulkner has finally said, you know, you'd like to see some evidence of that come to this committee and someone to review what I've suggested to make sure whether we can do it or not. How can somebody review it and sit down with the monitoring officer and say, I would like to look at this issue and this? And I don't think any member of the council is precluded or should be stopped or can be stopped from contacting any officer and saying, I'd like a meeting, we need to discuss this, please. But at least I'm doing it in advance of my training committee. That's what I'm going to do.
If there is something you can do as an improvement, then of course we will do so. We'll discuss it and see what the committee thinks.
Sorry, just to get back to a question. Just to get back to a question, I asked, I wanted to understand why the June 8th or the 8th meeting was cancelled and who took the decision.
There was nothing on the agenda. I was asked if I agreed to cancel it, and I did.
I'm a bit surprised because there was nothing on the agenda considering we received the report.
They weren't ready to be discussed at that time.
Just to come back on that, there were a number of decision notices that were issued for trial before June the 8th, which could have been brought back on that, and that sounds surprising with nothing on the agenda.
Okay. So in conclusion to that, the other thing that worries me about that being the police role is if something is to go to an external law person, and then they come here and present their report for the committee then to discuss and then to vote on what the action should be. Some people could be biased then for having already had prior knowledge. It's just a point. I'm not saying they will, I'm just saying that's what I think as I'm sitting here with. Churning this over, that's one of the points, I think.
I mean, again, I'm getting to, I guess, a discussion I might have with a monitoring officer, if the new person is appointed. But just to, my point on that is that, you know, if we're reviewing complaints before they're going as a committee, which is out to, we might think there's something in it, we might think there isn't, that's a bit confusing for us, think it's going to investigation. I don't think anybody's labelling themselves as being biased or open to be biased. And as, like, the point I made is, we expect the independent person to review the complaint in the first place and then be on this committee when the report is delivered, and we're not saying the independent person's biased. So I don't see how that would apply to members. But I guess that's a point for me to discuss with anyone who wants to.
Okay. Any other
just like to say that then my comments were not meant when I said we don't need to dismiss this out, and we're not meant to, we're not aimed at Councillor Fletcher at what he said. It was just a comment that I made.
I didn't think there were.
Okay. No, that's good. Because I
agree with you, they shouldn't be dismissed.
No.
Well, I don't think they should. If they knew what they were, then we'd probably be finished.
So we will take it. So before we conclude the meeting, I would like to make a note on record to thank the monitoring officer, Angela, very much for all the hard work she's done over the years for this community, her guidance, her expertise, and she has worked very hard for this community. So I would like to pass my thanks. I would say on behalf of the committee, but I don't know if all the committee are with me on that. So for myself, please, as the chair, I would like thank you noted. Sincere thanks. Thank you, Mr. Grange.
I would support that, and I think particularly in the last few months when you've been subjected to a lot of harassment of one kind or another. And I don't say that because I think people should always agree with them. I mean, Angela knows that I have disagreed with her in the past, and sometimes we've agreed to differ. But the advice she's given has always been sound advice. I'm most happy to, well, I know was it accepted in the end. But I think she's done an excellent job and doesn't deserve some of the flack that she's had.
And I just endorse what both yourself and Councillor Fletcher have said of how Angela has carried out a very difficult task with sympathy and with dignity and with class. And I've always felt that she's been very fair and equitable in her handling of sometimes very difficult situations like Councillor Fletcher. I think she has taken an awful lot of harassment and flack over the last few months that she doesn't deserve, and I wish her well in her new job.
Okay, it's okay. That's it.
I mean, despite the fact that I've been on this committee for a couple of years, I agree with my colleagues. Angela always does a brilliant job. But the question is, are you actually leaving the post? Anyway, good luck.
Thank you so much.
Whatever you do, thank you.
Yeah, I agree with what the other councillors have said. She's also given me quite a bit of advice personally on my own, any other issues I have on interests, etc. So thank you for that, Angela, as well.
Thank you very much for your attendance this evening, and I close the meeting.